Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Every morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
The Morning Mess. Live 101.5. The Valley's hit music leader.
All right, it's The Morning Mess. Time for the staircase. Shut up. I don't know what I said. Shut up.
Shut up.
You all right?
I think I just had a stroke. Listen, The Morning Mess, I have to say hi to Mia. So, Mia, you think your boyfriend Jerry might be cheating because you received a voice memo from him where it sounded like, that he was kind of getting busy with somebody else, per the email, correct?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it makes me, like, sick to my stomach, but the other day, like you said, I got this voice memo from Jerry, and, like, first it was just, like, background noise, but mm-hmm. something was off, and then I listened to it again, and I swear to God, I can hear moaning in the background.
Oh, no.
I mean, I was just, like, so shocked, like, I don't even know what to do.
So this is, like, obviously, like, a butt dial. You see that the call is from your man.
No, it was a voice memo left to me from his phone.
Mm. How long did he last? Or how long did the voicemail last?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was just like a quick thing, but it was like, again, like I could hear something mm-hmm. and like it was moaning. So like, and honestly, I'm confrontational as hell. So I saw him later that same night and I was like, you need to explain this. And he just kept saying, like, I don't hear what you're hearing. He was, like, trying to gaslight me. And, like, it's right there. So, like, we got into this, like, huge argument. Haven't talked in, like, a couple days now. But, like, I need closure because he will not give me answers.
Now, when you say you hear the moaning, does it sound like him doing the moaning? Or does you hear someone else?
No, like a female sound.
Oh. All right. Well, I don't know how you explain that, bro.
I sent the clip to you guys so you can listen. You can hear for yourself. I don't think I'm crazy.
Wait, you sent this to us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it on the email?
Yeah, I just attached.
Oh, damn. Okay, well.
She really needs that validation.
Joey's nosy. Yeah, so he'll go ahead and listen to that.
I will take a listen to that right now. Is it safe to play, like, over our show, or is it something that I'm just listening to on my own?
I feel like I would rather you listen to it on your own.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a listen for research purposes.
Right.
Of course.
Science.
And I'll see if I hear what you hear. But it doesn't matter. So we'll do the staycation setup nonetheless. So we'll call your boyfriend Jerry up. We'll offer him the free romantic staycation. And then Sienna, you're going to come with that heater question.
Yep. I'll ask him who he wants to bring on this free romantic getaway.
Obviously, we hope he says your name, Mia. If not, then we give you the show and you can tell him where to go.
I just feel like there's no way he's not cheating on me. Like, it feels real blatant at this point.
Well, I'm going to go take a listen to this voicemail for research purposes mm-hmm. again, and then I'll
That's
have
right.
my opinion on
That's
that.
Right.
Okay. We'll be right with you, okay, Mia?
Okay.
All right. I was going to play it on the air, guys, but I don't think that's safe for radio.
Come on.
And kids are listening. Yeah, I couldn't manipulate it. Yeah, it's very graphic.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think you'd be able to play it.
Yeah, that obviously sounds like he was with somebody. So we'll do the staycation. We're going to call Jerry up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Let's see who he's going to put on the reservation. Hopefully it's his girl here, Mia. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Jerry?
This is he.
Hi, Jerry. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I just wanted to let you know that you're the grand prize winner.
Stop. I've gotten these calls before. I'm good. Thank you.
I completely understand, but like I was saying, we want to offer you a free romantic weekend giveaway for two. I wouldn't want you to miss out on this offer.
I am not giving you any credit card information at all.
I hear you, Jerry. We actually don't need any credit card information from you other than incidentals or if you wanted to pay for room service on your own, things like that. But this hotel stay is complimentary on the Aurora Hotel.
It's free, like legitimately
free. Legitimately free, correct.
Let's see how far it goes.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jerry. In order to move forward with this reservation, we like to do something fun here at the Aurora Hotel where we write a sweet or saucy note to your guest of honor. So I can give you a second to think about that, and I can go ahead and jot it down for you.
I'm bringing the handcuffs.
Okay. Let me write that down. And Jerry, who would you like me to address this note to?
Lizzie.
You are f***ing disgusting. What is wrong with you?
So much, it seems like. But Jerry, we do legally got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're called The Morning Mess with your girlfriend Mia on the line with us.
What's happening right now?
Stop playing stupid right now, you
so, are you serious right now?
Are you serious right now? I literally just heard you're bringing handcuffs for somebody named Lizzie to a hotel that doesn't even exist. How stupid are you that you fell for it? What are you talking about?
If you keep accusing me of stuff like this, I don't know how much longer we can keep dating if you don't.
Oh, there it is. Jeez. He doesn't have anything
Classic.
Better to say.
Sometimes you gotta risk it for someone's dumbass biscuit. Like,
oh my.
Why don't you just tell me who the f*** it is?
Yeah, let's start from there. Who is Lizzie?
It was a girl I met at a club a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
If you couldn't tell already, we're over. I want nothing to do with you. Drop my s*** off at my place because we can be f***ing done right the f*** now.
Really?
Yeah, really, just like that. I heard you having sex with another bitch, and now you're taking handcuffs to a fashion hotel with her. Can we hang up on him?
Yeah. Handcuffs, yeah. I'm really sorry that this is the way you caught him up, but I'm glad that now you're going to not be in his relationship anymore.
That was insane. I'm like shaking.
You got your 2 cents in. That's for sure.
There was a lot of heated emotion for sure.
I thought I cheated on her. I was scared.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's any of our listeners that are, I don't know, attracted to what you're hearing right now, because you are spicy.
Yes.
I couldn't believe he kept trying to act like it didn't happen after he literally just said another girl's name.
Right.
Like, what the actual You guys are going to have to bleep me.
Oh, we're well ahead of you on that one.
We got the world record of the bleeping here. My fingers are down to a nub. Call me Lefty. Hey. I only got one hand, see?
Get that button ready. Okay. Good.
Good riddance. We're only allowed 7,000 bleeps per staycation setup, and I think we are at our maximum. So we'll let you go. Good luck with everything, Mia. And as my friend here, Sienna, would say, vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios.
Thank you.
Okay, love.
The Morning Mess. Live 101.5. The Valley's hit music leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.